Well, good evening. We'll get started this evening. This month, in lieu of our normal text talk that David and I do for February, the elders have suggested that we engage in a prayer service this evening. And so David and I have organized a prayer service this evening. We'll have several songs led by Troy Treat. Randy Tomlinson will have a series of scripture readings for us scattered through the evening. And several brothers will lead us in some focused prayers on some various aspects of our life together here in this congregation. Prayers are an important part of the life of the people of God. One of the things you'll notice is when you read the book of Acts, it's easy to miss it, but if you actually look for it, it's amazing how often either individually or collectively Christians are praying in the book of Acts. It's very much part of the life in Christ. Reminds us that we are dependent upon God, His aid, His help, His blessing in the work that we do. And so we are thankful for the elders and promoting this aspect of our life together in what we are engaged in this evening. And so hopefully you'll be able to join in with us as we sing and read and pray together for the next 50 or so minutes. At this time, I'll ask Troy to lead us in our first song.
Be holy, for I am holy. Jeff referenced this this morning in his sermon, 1 Peter 1, 15 and 16. So I thought it would be a good song for us to begin the service this year as we focus on our work here at Kleinwood for 2025.
So, those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. and all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts.
Bow with me. Lord, we come to you now asking you to bless our work together. We just read from your word that the first disciples of your son came together as a community, and we want that as well, but not in the way that the world describes community. The world views community as a group of people who live in proximity to each other or a voting block. We want a community that shares a common purpose and a common goal. As for purpose, we pray that everything we do, every decision we make, is in response to one standard, that is, what is best for your church? The answer to that question may offend our sensibilities and our egos, but we pray that we can answer that call and put away our personal resentments and pride. Because our purpose is to fill a simple goal, that we all get to heaven. What we do here matters. Our actions, baptism, confession, good deeds, giving, abstaining from sin, our actions matter. We can stay home and claim faith. Grace by faith alone defeats the purpose of community and the work of this church. We should not want, nor do we deserve, cheap grace. Help us to do this work together as a community of believers and work together to further your kingdom. In his name we pray. Amen.
It is time to build.
Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. And we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all.
Let's pray. Great God and Father, eternal shepherd, watching over us, you have searched us, you know us. You scrutinize our paths and are intimately acquainted with all of our ways. And this knowledge is too wonderful for us. It's too high, and we cannot attain it. We know we cannot hide from you, that you are always near us, seeking our good always. Help us to see you, Father. Help us to understand your presence in our lives. Help us to trust you completely and know intimately that you search for us and seek us as scattered sheep having lost our way. Help us to be connected to the shepherds among us as your instruments to watch over our souls. We pray specifically now that you will give us a deep understanding of the role of our shepherds, how they care for us, and that we recognize their diligent labor among us. Thank you, Father, for the grace you have extended to us through the wisdom you have brought in instituting this role in your church. We recognize these men and hold them up to you for their desire to serve and shepherd us. It is a fine work that they have purposed in their heart as they follow your pattern. Father, we also recognize the weight of this responsibility on these men. We recognize that they will give account for keeping watch over our souls, and we pray that you will keep that gravity of this ever before them and before us. We pray that you will hold them up, that you will use us as instruments, as your humble servants, to stand close to them and to hold them up ourselves, that the load they carry may be lightened through our submission, reverence, and willingness to serve them. We hold up each man now to you, Father, personally by name. We pray for your blessings, wisdom, strength, vitality to be poured out on each of them. Bless Don Cantrell. Bless John Cogdell. Bless Craig Hodges. Bless Charles Lopez. Bless John Parsons. Bless Anthony Paul. Bless Mark Richardson. Bless Dale Royalty. Father, we ask for each of them that you will help them to be your humble servants, that you will give them clear minds to understand your word and to apply it here among us with temperance, prudence, and respect. We pray, Father, that you will help them to be gentle among us, your lambs, and we pray that you will give them strength to be fierce, confident, loyal, and courageous as your lions when there are predators that threaten us. We pray that their example will set the tone for us here in this church, that we may all be hospitable, seeking the lost, uncontentious, with a good reputation and a strong love for the truth. Father, we also pray for these men as a collective. They are stronger together, leaning on each other, trusting each other, willing to be completely honest and completely respectful among themselves and to labor together to keep watch over our souls. We pray that you will bless the collective experience, diversity, and style of this body of men, that they may complement one another into a whole that is stronger than the sum of its parts. Father, we pray that you will convict us as a flock that they care for. Help us to see their labor, their leadership, their instruction, and to regard them highly in love because of their work, that we may all live peaceably with each other. Help us to be humble, to submit our wills selflessly, and not to walk foolish paths that create contention and bring difficulty to their ability to lead. Father, let each of us live in your truth, guided by your word, submitting to the model of organization you have designed for us to live by in this local body. Let us live our lives among each other and within our communities in a way that our shepherds here may serve with joy. We give thanks to you now and ask your blessings upon us in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
For Christ and the Church.
Now in these days, when the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the full number of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word." And what they said pleased the whole gathering, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicolaus, a proselyte of Antioch. These, they sat before the apostles, and they prayed and laid their hands on them.
Would you pray with me? Our God and our Father, we thank you, Father, for your church, for its purpose, for how you have set it up to function. It is always our prayer, Father, that it is your church, not our church, that all things would be done according to your word, not by our feelings or our attitudes. We seek, Father, to please you in all things, to worship you in the way you have made known to us. At this time, Father, we ask you to bless our process of selecting additional deacons to work here at Kleinwood as we continue to build and shape the work here. For there is much work to be done. We pray, Father, that each member, as they are able, would look out amongst ourselves and find qualified men who are willing to serve. We pray, Father, that the younger members among us, even those in their teenage years, would look to participate in this process. We pray for your guidance and the wisdom that will enable us to discern those men who possess the qualifications set forth in your word, that they would possess the character, compassion, and dedication necessary to serve faithfully. We also pray, Father, that we will have the discernment to recognize the talents and abilities you have given each potential deacon and lead us to choose those men who will readily serve the needs of this congregation with grace and humility. While it is not, Father, our custom to literally wash one another's feet today, we pray that we would always remember the lesson that your Son gave us as an example for us, that we should be your servants, that we should serve one another and do so with humility. For it is in your Son's name we pray. Amen.
God, give us Christian homes. There's a amen at the end, and we will sing it this evening.
Homes where the Master's will is sought. Homes crowned with beauty.
Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone among you cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil and in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray to one another for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power while as it is working. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit.
Let's bow. Our Heavenly Father, we are one body, one family in which you have called us to rejoice together with those who rejoice, to weep with those who weep, and to pray for one another, to pray for each other's spiritual well-being and physical well-being. We understand the role in which we as a body of believers can help address the spiritual and physical needs of our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we are grateful that you invite us to come to you in prayer, casting our cares upon you, knowing that you hear our requests because you care for us. Father, in this prayer, we are especially mindful right now of those dealing with physical suffering and for those facing spiritual struggles. We first want to humbly extend a prayer for the health and physical well-being of our brethren. We acknowledge the wisdom with which you formed our bodies and how you developed the systems within our bodies to work in harmony, restoring and protecting us from the mending of bones to the defense of our immune system. Every function reflects your divine craftsmanship. We thank you for this intricate design of our physical forms and how it sustains us. However, we also acknowledge that while our bodies are wonderfully made, they are not eternal. When sin entered the world, it brought death, both physical and spiritual, and because of this, our bodies have limitations, making us susceptible to decline in strength and health, as well as illness and suffering. As a result, many among us whom we care for are facing health challenges. Some are dealing with great discomfort and challenges from temporary, non-life-threatening illnesses and conditions, surgeries or treatments that create discomfort, while others battle chronic conditions and pain, and some facing life-threatening issues, such as with heart health or cancer. We pray for the doctors and nurses who work to bring comfort and healing to our brethren, and grant these caregivers the wisdom and skill to alleviate suffering and restore health. We ask for healing when possible, strength for those enduring ongoing struggles, and peace for those facing conditions that cannot be cured. We recognize that there are situations of setbacks and outcomes that are discouraging. Like Job, we often wrestle with the mystery of why we are suffering and never receive an answer or understanding. Help us to learn from Job's experience. Although Job never received an answer as to why he experienced his hardships, you helped him learn something more important, which is your power, wisdom, and foresight are beyond our comprehension. And so it is best to simply place our trust in you. Therefore, strengthen our faith to fully trust in you rather than seeking to understand what is beyond our limited human reasoning. When we feel overwhelmed by the weight of our condition, remind us that you see the full picture and are working all things for the good of those who love you. Help us to find comfort in your promises and faithfulness, and to recognize that these challenges can also be opportunities for spiritual growth, producing patience, perseverance, character, and hope. Collectively, help us to be a source of love and encouragement for those struggling with health issues and to provide the support that they need. We also pray that you help them recognize that regardless of their limitations, their conditions may place on their ability to be present with us or serve in physical ways, they still have great value in your kingdom. Help them see that their efforts to remain strong and in faith and persevere through health issues and hold on to joy do not go unnoticed, but are powerful encouragement to your body of believers and a source of inspiration and comfort for others who are also facing physical afflictions. God, we are also deeply concerned for those who are struggling spiritually. We know the spiritual dangers they face, that there is no lasting peace, joy, or eternal life apart from you, and we humbly ask that you look upon them with continued patience and long-suffering. Equip us as a body to be source of encouragement and strength for those who are struggling. Give us the wisdom and a spirit of gentleness in our interactions with them, offering them love, support, and guidance as they grow in their spiritual walk. Help us to be patient and understanding as we strive to point them towards you and counsel them according to your word. May our actions and words reflect your love, your grace, your mercy. Please open their hearts to your truth and grant them an understanding of what is good and acceptable in your sight so that they might live that out in every aspect of their lives, strengthening their faith and their desire to fully commit themselves over to you. We thank you for your unwavering love and desire for all to be saved. May those who are struggling be reminded that they are deeply loved by you and that your desire is for them to come to repentance and experience the fullness of life in Christ and be a part of this body and family. May they find comfort in knowing that you are always ready to forgive and restore. As we close this prayer, we ask that you guide us in helping those who struggle spiritually and those suffering physically and for helping each other along this journey of faith, so that in supporting each other together, we might achieve what you desire for each of us individually and collectively for your church. Thank you for what you do for us, and we ask that you consider our prayer, and it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.
Sowing the seed of the kingdom.
Will you cheese me, Manny? Will you God?
And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest."
Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, when your word is like the seed that falls by the wayside, it reveals the fragility of the new believer's heart. It also highlights the opportunistic actions of Satan to steal such a precious gift. When your word is like the seed that falls in rocky soil, exposes our obligation to cultivate that precious seed in the new believer's heart until your word germinates with deep roots. And when your word is like the seed that falls among the thorns, reveals the harshness of this world and its ability to choke the heart of the new believer. But when your word is like the seed that falls in fertile soil, it produces exponentially and is ready for the harvest. Heavenly Father, you are the Lord of the harvest. Your word reveals the importance and high value you have placed on harvesting the lost, and how the heaven rejoices when one is found. Our Lord Jesus Christ commanded his disciples to pray to the Lord of the harvest for workers willing to do his work. Gracious Father, give us the vision to lift up our eyes and see how the fields are ripe for the harvest, to have the courage to do the work our Lord compels us to do, to recognize the high value our Lord places in each of our souls and his desire for not one soul to perish. Provide the strength to us to labor constantly and without ceasing. Father, unite our hearts to fear your holy name. In his name we pray, amen.
We are one. As we sing this song, let's begin each verse softly, and then we'll build to the chorus and have the chorus punctuate the thoughts of the verses, punctuate it with the phrase, "We are one," as we strive together to, in mind and soul and spirit, as we serve our Lord.
Just as we are.
Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that, whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel, and not frightened in anything by your opponents. This is a clear sign to them of their destruction, but of your salvation, and that from God. For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ, you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake, engaged in the same conflict that you saw I had, and now hear that I still have. So, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interests of others.
Dear God, please grant us the wisdom to recognize the value of being unified, the product that unification gives to us and to your church and in front of the world. Dear God, we know if we will stand together, hold each other's arms up, we will encourage each other, our faith will be strengthened, the blessings that you bestow on us can be shared. We also know, Lord, that the example that each other will show to one another is such an encouragement. Those that handle the problems of this life, those that handle the successes and the excitement that we experience in your creation here, are incredible examples, can be incredible examples of how we should be proud of who we are and who you are. We pray, Lord, that we may be unified together to our own success, for living eternally with you, but we want to display to the world our love for each other, our love for you, our attention that we have to each other, the service that we're anxious to provide to each other, the encouragement that we can participate in this life together, share our burdens, learn from the experiences each other have. Please, God, be with us at every stage in our life, whether we're young or old, whether we're new to the body or been in a lifetime of service. May we recognize the value of associating with each other by encouraging each other. Dear God, we know that our faith will be increased and our heart will be more committed as we serve you and put forth the effort necessary to help save each other. Please be with us in this effort. Please be with us in our work. Bless us in every way that you will. In Christ's name, amen.
As we were praying together tonight, my mind drifted to Malachi chapter 1. There's a complaint in that chapter from God. The people were bringing terrible sacrifices, the worst of the flock. God's question in Malachi 1 was, would you offer that to your governor? And I think the answer to the question is no, because they would see the governor and wouldn't want to be in his presence and bring that to him. And I think in a subtle way, what the prophet has done is identified their lack of awareness that God is present. I say all that tonight to say that as we appealed to God tonight, I was reminded that we are in his presence, that he hears the voices of his people, and he watches this thing that we do together. And how awesome that is. To know that God not only attends, but cares and delights in the work and labors of his people. I wondered if we carried away tonight that sense of his presence, if it wouldn't change our part in this work that we do together. I challenge you to think about that. It's been a wonderful blessing to spend this time together praying to our God. We've been blessed to have guests in our crowd tonight, or the large group of guests. We're so glad y'all could be with us tonight. Anybody that needs to partake of the Lord's Supper, the Lord's Supper is going to be served in the classroom to my right, number 217, when we get done. I don't know who Ken assigned to lead the closing prayer. I forgot to get with him about that. Who has it? Who's raising their hand? Ah, you've got it. Okay, let's be standing, and we'll have a closing prayer, and that will dismiss us for this evening. Thank you for coming.
Let us end with one last prayer. Dear and Father, Lord, you're the beginning and the end. You have always been here for us in tough times and in good times. Please help us, Lord, with wisdom in all things. Give us the courage to walk through this week in ways that would bless you, Lord. Lord, help us with our faults and help us to look for others that need you. Thank you for this church, Lord, and thank you for all those that are in it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.